Talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We're speaking with Cody Hall of DropshipDirect.com about what a true wholesale price is. And Chris, I think you had one extra question there that you wanted to talk about regarding volume.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Cody, we were talking about, you know, how this is a volume business, wholesale is a volume business, and how the price margins are actually very slim for the wholesaler. Now, because of that, introducing just one middleman into the equation between the wholesaler and the retailer is what just throws the whole thing off, isn't it?
That's correct. It ends up being, well, and I think that's the biggest challenge in the marketplace is for retailers who are doing the research, who are trying to source as directly as they can, it's becoming more and more difficult because of the number of companies out there that really are not stocking any product whatsoever. Pretty much they're writing the product price points and marking them up accordingly with the thought that they have enough room to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, being realistic about it, Cody, we might as well just say it, right? I mean, you're in the dropship business at DropshipDirect.com. When you go to the dropship keywords on the search engines, what do you see? I mean,
it's frightening.
It is frightening, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, everything out there, Cody, I can't find, you know, obviously, you know, our company, Worldwide Brands, is in that space, and what we do is we connect people with wholesalers through information. You know, we list your company in our directories, and people buy our directories, and it just saves them a lot of time. They don't have to do their research. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything else that I see out there, there's some kind of an angle.
Right.
You know, it's people who are claiming to be real wholesale suppliers when they're not.
Right.
Right, they don't carry stock. They don't have warehouses. They don't do any of that. They just, in some cases, they pass orders on to say your company without you even knowing it. You know,
right.
They're just signed up as a retailer, and then other companies as well. But that's what really, really scares me about those dropship keywords and the wholesale keywords in general. Because when you get a middleman, okay, you have manufacturer, wholesaler, mm-hmm. retailer is the way things are supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
When you go manufacturer, wholesaler, middleman retailer, the fact that this is such a volume business and such a slim, you know, profit margin business for the wholesaler, driving up that that price point another 10 or 15%, like these companies who claim to be wholesalers do, is just killing it for everybody. And that's part of why people say, drop shipping doesn't work for me.
You know,
the prices are too high, right?
And also the fact that the word's almost become a stigmatic. It's almost become a notorious phrase, and it's not because of the functionality of the word itself, because in fact, dropshipping has been around for a number of years now, but the way that it's been integrated within e-commerce is just a phenomenal concept, and it's quite viable, as long as it's a legitimate supply chain.
Right, as long as you're looking at the real supplier. I mean,
right. Dropshipping,
you know, Montgomery Ward was doing dropshipping in the 1920s, as far as I know. And, you know, dropshipping means a variety of, it's the same concept, but it's used in several different areas in the industry.
Right.
You know, like, for example, Kmart has large warehouses. They might actually dropship a few pallets to one of their stores,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so forth. The concept of dropshipping is excellent, and it works well in the net. But when you get the middleman involved, that's where you have problems, and unfortunately, the search engines are the place where the middlemen hang out.
Correct.
Right? They know that that's the hot spot. They know that's what they're going to find people who are not familiar with this concept or familiar enough with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to hang out there. They're going to scoop people up. And, you know, that's where the stigma comes in with dropshipping. And it's been, as long as I've been in this business, you know, I've known of that stigma, you know, and it's wrong.
Right.
But it's wrong because of the people who are causing the damage. And
well, and I think there's one very, very simple means to determine or make that distinction about who you're talking to as a retailer looking to source product. And I think one very simple way would be to determine, you know, are there actual fees to actually create a relationship with that wholesale distributor?
Yes.
And there are certainly some exceptions in the market, but those exceptions typically perceive that cost as an absorbed amount after a certain amount of transactions have occurred.
Yeah.
But apart from that, really, that's a very good litmus test to determine, you know, who you're working with.
Yeah, so for example, when there are fees, which is, it's rare that there are, you know, account fees or whatever, but when there are, it's, for example, put $100 on deposit, and then once you spend that $100, you know, you move forward, right?
Correct.
It's not, it's going to cost you $40 or $30 a month to maintain an account with us. That's not a wholesale company.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
So,
go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
Yeah, well, retailers often have the misconception that wholesale means the rock-bottom lowest price that you can get that product for anywhere at any time. And it's of course not true, but retailers can get discounts on top of wholesale when they purchase in different volumes. Mm-hmm. And this kind of gets out of the straight dropship area there, but could you explain wholesale price structuring and what different levels of wholesale pricing do authorized wholesalers typically offer to retailers?
I'd be happy to, Rob. Like you mentioned, when it comes to dropshipping individual quantities, there typically tends to be kind of a base level wholesale dealer price, which tends to be kind of across the board for more or less majority of retailers that are coming into a relationship. But then you have something called tiered pricing. And tiered pricing oftentimes is considering, you know, for example, if they're a stocking retailer, or whether they're a physical retailer storefront or not, but whether they're stocking inventory, obviously that's going to recognize deeper discounts. So whether or not the item's, you know, going to have a, whether it's going to be available for individual dropship, there's always the opportunity to request deeper discounting. And in fact, within the automotive industry, that one is well known for having a number of different tiers. And the phrases, I mean, for those different structures, for example, are you've got suggested retail, which is going to be true for any market. You've got something called jobber. And jobber is kind of a, it's evolved over the years in terms of what that definition is, but that's another price point. There's standard non-stocking, and then there's stocking dealer. And stocking wholesale price structures really are typically dependent on a minimum buy-in associated with the inventory capital cost.
And those buy-ins can be $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, $50,000. I mean, there's, you know, we're talking about stocking retailers are buying a lot of product all at once.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Let's talk about why the wholesale price on a drop-shipped item is typically a little bit higher than bulk pricing. And I'll obviously let you answer that first, but I have a couple of things I want to throw in there, Cody.
Okay, so basically you've got, well, it's really about supply and demand, and coming back to the principle of volume. So if we have the ability to within one transaction, distribute product for one of our retailers on a bulk transaction versus an individual dropship transaction, we're talking about a small margin that we're maintaining to begin with on our profit level, and we can justify doing deeper discounts because the overall transaction is larger and so than a dropship quantity, which has, you know, in most cases it's going to be a quantity of one. So obviously we do have to, we still have the same overhead costs whether or not the retailer is shipping one item or you know, 500.
Right.
And so that really does have an impact on the drop ship dealer cost versus, you know, a bulk inventory order.
And, you know, really the whole process of drop shipping, most people, I don't think, understand the concept of time and shipping materials and things like that, or at least most people who complain about, you know, drop ship pricing. You get, you know, you don't get a lot of people complaining about it, but there are a few people who say, oh, drop shipping doesn't work, it's too expensive, the item prices are too high. What you're really looking at here is that when you as a company, say Dropship Direct, dropship something, you're not just bringing caseloads into your warehouse and turning them around and sending them back out. Okay, you actually have to have someone break open that case, take the product out, individually package it, address it, get it into the software system, and get it out the door. Okay, so you're doing that for the retailer. Mm-hmm. And if the retailer was doing the same thing, it would probably cost them more to do it than the slight increase in wholesale price that you see with dropshipping, right?
Right. I mean, the whole idea behind, you know, dropshipping inventory is that it virtually eliminates, if not greatly reduces, the overall overhead associated with maintaining that inventory to begin with. So it has a lot of value, and I think within any successful retailer business model, it's going to be inclusive of, at the very least, some kind of drop shipping inventory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's certainly, but I think the most effective approach is going to be a combination of the two.
Right.
Yep.
Right, and you know we do talk about that on our website a lot. We think, you know, obviously we're big fans and big proponents of drop shipping. I mean, it's a great business model. It's virtually a zero cost entry point, you know, into wholesale, and that's excellent. And you don't have to just drop ship at first and then move into bulk. I mean, you can drop ship in your business forever. You know, the products that work for you for drop shipping, and you can also begin to bring in some smaller, some light bulk loads of products that you handle yourself, right?
Right. In fact, actually, that's a very good point, because we were just discussing that with our sales team here about really from a procurement point, it doesn't always make sense for a retailer to stock product certain products because of the exorbitant shipping cost. So it makes more sense for them to get an aggregate discount on their overall volume on a monthly basis and recognizing it that way, as opposed to committing to a stocking inventory situation where, let's say, for example, it's a larger item such as even furniture. That's, you know, that pretty much eats away whatever competitive they had as an advantage to stocking product.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's talk about the larger items for a minute. Obviously, items that are heavier than 70 pounds, you're looking at motor freight shipping, right?
Correct.
So that's obviously something that's much better handled by a drop shipper, and as so many things are. But how do you determine motor freight? I mean, isn't there in a lot of situations where, say, you can sell something that's drop shipped, you've got the picture up on your website or your eBay auction, you sell it, and then the actual motor freight has to be determined afterward, or does your company use a flat rate for that kind of thing?
That's a great question. It's kind of a chronic issue within, I think, the dropship marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And our approach has been to pretty much create an averaged out flat rate for that item, simply because it's not really efficient from a business standpoint to request quotes every time, you know, something that's going to be associated with motor freight is going to be involved.
Right, so, and especially from the retail side as well, right?
Exactly. Because, so it makes more sense to just say, here's an averaged rate, and which we've determined by looking at the multiple zones across the country and determining what that average would be.
Right. Right. So we're just about out of time here for this segment, but, you know, basically we've talked about, you know, wholesale pricing. We've talked about making sure that you don't get a middleman into the mix, right? Wholesale pricing is a volume business.
Right.
You have to be a little bit careful about who you're working with. And obviously, you know, as you know, Worldwide Brands and as the host of the show, we love the dropshipping model, and we've been, you know, working with it for many, many years and explaining it to people for many years. And we very much appreciate your time, Cody, talking about all this.
We appreciate your relationship with you.
And it's you know, good to hear it right from the authorized wholesaler every once in a while. It's just a reality check for most people, you know.
Sure.
So we are coming up on a short break. If you want to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, check for upcoming trade shows in your area and find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz. You want to subscribe to the product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com. We will continue with Cody Hall when we return. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowie. Cody, thanks so much for being with us.
We're coming right back with Cody, as a matter of fact.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
It's tough running a business, and it's even tougher doing it well. But that's what you must do if you're going to survive in a world where your competition is working harder, smarter, and longer to grab business from you. If you know your company could be doing better but isn't, take a look at Business Advisors International. We're a full-service business consulting organization. Our highly skilled business advisors offer specialized expertise in business planning, sales and marketing, performance enhancement, financial management, and more. We can boost sagging profits and performance to levels that'll make even the most conservative accountants smile. Take advantage of our complimentary no-obligation executive style analysis, which will immediately impact your leadership skills and improve your ability to effectively communicate with your organization and with your customers. It doesn't matter if you're a startup or a small or mid-sized business, we can help you succeed. Check us out at BIAAdvisor.com. Do it before your competitors do. That's BIAAdvisor.com.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera, because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
Here's a dirty secret that none of the big boys in the computer industry want you to know. Computer owners do not need to buy a new computer every few years. Even a 3-year-old computer can match the performance of a new machine by simply upgrading it for pennies on the dollar. And now you can make this a profitable part or full-time business, even if you have no technical knowledge. Just have someone visit our website. In less than 1 minute, our online software automatically analyzes their system so we can tell them what parts to buy that will work the first time, every time, at prices 30 to 40% less than the competition. You get a commission for every part we sell. We back you up with a team of highly trained technicians and marketers to ensure your success. And best of all, there are no investment costs. Get the details at goldenram.com. That's goldenram, all one word, .com.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your 4-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations! Your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often,
you have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network, the best radio resources for entrepreneurs, helping you start and grow your business.